Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The state Senate unanimously passed H.J.R. 16 and was co-sponsored by all 20 members, which encourages Congress to follow through on a promise made to Hmong warriors that they would be treated like other U.S. veterans in their help during the Vietnam War. Senator Gary Stevens explained,
H.J.R. 6 encourages the United States Congress to fulfill the promises made to the Hmong soldiers during the Vietnam War and grant them access to the same veterans' benefits received by United States soldiers. Recall, if you will, those of you in the room, that in the 1960s, over 100,000 Hmong soldiers were recruited by the United States Central Intelligence Agency to help in the fight against communism in Vietnam. The Hmong warriors fought to intercept and prevent the flow of troops and supplies along the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and as many as 40,000 Hmong soldiers were killed as they supported and protected United States Armed Forces. They are honored for their loyalty, and they were promised access to the same veterans' benefits as those received by other United States veterans, myself included. The Hmong people have put their faith and trust in our government, and we need to stand up and honor that promise we made.
Approximately 40,000 Hmong soldiers lost their lives defending democracy. 50,000 Hmong soldiers were seriously injured and disabled, and approximately 3,000 Hmong soldiers were missing in action. Approximately 50,000 Hmong veterans reside in the U.S., and 150,000 Hmong and Laotian-born children have graduated from schools in this country. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. The Kenai Central High School Administration is asking for the public's help on a big project at Ed Hollier Field. The field has been without restroom facilities for spectators since the school opened in the early 60s. The lack of permanent restroom facilities has forced user groups to rent and use porta-potties to facilitate that need, which can cost upwards of $6,000 or even more per season. KCHS says that the Kenai community deserves a facility that they'll be proud of when hosting home events. On any given day, KCHS that it's not unusual for over 200 high school and middle school athletes using that field. 14 programs between the Central High School and the middle school utilize the track and field for various purposes. Some of those programs include football cheer, boys and girls soccer, boys and girls track, cross-country running, boys and girls soccer, boys and girls track, phys ed classes, drumline and marching band, football, and boys and girls cross-country running. Currently, there's no running water or plumbed bathrooms for the student athletes. In addition, there's also thousands of spectators, parents, and community members who use the KCHS track and field. Also, numerous local and community groups like Kenai Peninsula Soccer Club and Pop Warner use the facility. There's a concept to have two bathrooms, concessions, and storage housed in the same facility, but that estimated cost is about $250,000. And the goal is to raise that money to pay for the materials and equipment needed for the project. The school district reportedly has already created a financial account that could have matching funds attached to it as well. The project has the potential to facilitate an academic goal as well. Students already have contributed to finalizing the design of the building in their computer-aided drafting class in hopes of involving construction students with building it based on the blueprints developed, which will give the kids the opportunity to develop real-world hands-on skills as well as instill a sense of pride that they built that. More details, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.